Hi, it's Mark Zankowitz. I'm in Montreal, Quebec at the 2018 Canadian Seed Trade Association annual meeting, and I sat down this morning with Shannon Hoff, Global Cotton, Wheat, and Specialty Crops Technology Lead for Monsanto Company, who talked about leadership, diversity, and consolidation, and what they all have in common. Here's that interview.
You talked today a lot about leadership. Why is leadership, first of all, what is leadership in your opinion, and why is it important for the seed trade? Why is it something the seed trade should be particularly concerned with?
Yeah, for me, leadership is, it's a lot of different things. It's building teams, it's helping people and our companies make decisions. It's, helping farmer customers produce a better crop. It's helping put plates or food on the plates of people around the world. And so it comes in all different shapes and forms. And when I think about developing leaders at companies like Monsanto, it's important that we're developing all kinds of leaders, whether they're leaders in Canada, leaders in St. Louis where I'm located, or leaders in small rural areas like Africa and India, where we have very small farmers, and we have a very different type of business than the business we have here in North America with U.S. and Canada. So it's important. Leadership is important for helping not just our companies thrive, but really it's important for helping develop our people to help our farmer customers and our consumers have a great product. And if they have a great product, we'll be successful.
You told a little story about your childhood, and you said leadership begins very early in life. Can you give me a little bit of insight into that?
Yeah. So for me, leadership does begin early. I've often used the quote that the world would teach our little girls to be princesses, but we must teach our little girls to be princesses and superheroes. And I see very early, I have a boy who's 8 and a girl who's 4. And they've already decided what princesses and superheroes are. And I think most of us who have children can realize boys want to be superheroes and girls want to be princesses. And the fact of the matter is that already defines the different roles that women and men have at such a tender age. And for me, leadership was 4-H. My first experience of really becoming a true strong leader was in 4-H, and it was through a lot of the activities I did, but specifically really through public speaking. And that public speaking effort was, my mom's like, you're going to do this, and you'll see someday why this is a good idea. And you can imagine I was 9 years old, and I, of course, didn't think anything was a good idea that my mother was telling me to do, much less public speaking. And so my mom taught me that even though in that contest you could read your speech from postcards, she taught me the importance that no, you're going to practice it in a mirror and you're going to memorize it. And it gave me the confidence of being a strong speaker. And I remember, entering and winning against teenagers simply because I had practiced so much. And I never liked that for a long time. But as I reflect on it, now I think about, gosh, that was truly an experience that really set me apart, and I grew on it. And my siblings did the same thing as well. And so it does start very, very early, at very early ages. And I think as we can influence our children, it's really important.
You also talk a lot about diversity and what you call the business case for diversity. What is the business case for diversity, and why is Monsanto in particular concerned with that?
So the business case is quite simple. Companies who have diverse leadership teams make more money. And this has been well documented, whether through it's a number of different studies. McKinsey and Company has led a number of different studies across, looking at hundreds of companies and looking at companies who are diverse versus companies who lack diversity. And, I think there's, obviously, everybody gets excited in the corporate world when you can have a business case. We talk about, diversity is the right thing to do, but I would argue for a company like Monsanto, diversity drives innovation, and we sell innovation. We sell innovation that comes in canola seeds, cotton seeds, wheat seeds, corn seeds, soybean seeds. We sell innovation. And diverse teams are better innovators. And I told the story today of the Roundup Ready to Yield technology, number one technology grown across the Americas, whether it's Canada, the United States, or South America. That technology, the four inventors that are listed on that technology are four women. And so you think about the biggest technologies at Monsanto, some women are behind those technologies. And that's what drives the financial gains of companies. So it's good for our business because it's great for innovation.
Well, and this all obviously ties into the other issue you talked about, consolidation. And as we all know, the acquisition of Monsanto by Bayer was just completed. And you talked a lot about that process and how leadership and diversity actually plays into that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so as we go through change, and so while the financial closing has occurred, we haven't done any of the integration, and we don't anticipate that'll be happening in the near term. So if we think about myself or my teams, we're focused on delivering our current business. For me, that's delivering canola, cotton, wheat, and specialty crops, and thinking about, are we investing our dollars in the right space? But the reality is one day we're going to become a new company. And, you know, we're eager and excited for that. And there's going to be a lot of change. And we're going to have to, as leaders, help lead through that change. And, you know, one of the things as I talk about, I've talked about it in a number of places, as we build teams, you know, we need to think about, I use the example of, we need to be a group of geese. We need to fly together. We need to take turns as being leaders. And if somebody seems to be peeling out, we need to go with them and understand, you know, what's happened. You know, geese never leave another goose alone. And that's going to be really, really important as our companies go through the consolidation, that we fly together, that we take turn being leaders, and that we don't let anybody go alone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.